I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's the deadliest fire in Hawaii's history and the worst the United States has seen in the last century. Wildfires broke out on the island of Maui last week, forcing thousands to flee their homes. We now know at least 100 people have died, and authorities expect that number to go up. Mabel Todd, the widow of FMI founder Ed Todd, lives on the unaffected side of Maui. She says,
"The horror of it is just overwhelming. There are a lot of stories of praise, of course, of people who were rescued, but there's so many more that didn't make it. And so it is really overwhelming, and it just is making our island sad."
Todd says local believers are taking in displaced family and friends and showing Christ's love. Pray comfort for Maui. And Set Free Ministries operates 12 schools in East Africa, employing 200 teachers. Set Free's Dave McIntyre says a first-ever training event equipped these teachers to be transformers.
The conference really solidified for the teachers that they're the ones who model Christ to their students. Once that is the foundation of a school, everything changes. The desire for learning changes. Children are not afraid to speak up and speak their minds or ask questions.
As teachers apply what they've learned, heart change and discipleship are the natural results.
Kids can be pretty wild. They don't have much of a grounding or a foundation in proper family life. A lot of things are broken. When the Word of God gets a hold of their hearts and the Holy Spirit transforms their lives, it has an impact on their communities. Pray that the Word of God would go forth boldly in these schools.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.